Every month we put the spotlight on our schools doing great things and certainly sharing their doings. Comstock Park is up this month of January. Let me do the introduction. Superintendent Ethan Ebenstein. Good morning to you, Ethan.
Good morning.
Ebenstein.
Yep,
yes. Glad that you're here and welcome back. And you are in our studio for the first time, Stacy Real, Pine Island grades 3 to 5. Your kids are missing you right now, aren't they?
Yes, probably.
Jason Rixey, appreciate you. Stony Creek grades RK, ready for kindergarten to grade 2. Those are little ones, aren't they?
Yes,
those are little ones. Wow. Ethan, glad that you bring your troops to the forefront. Remind me of the structure of your Comstock Park system.
Sure. Comstock Park, we're located right on the edge of Grand Rapids by the 5th Third Ballpark. We have a Stony Creek, which is a readiness kindergarten through second grade building. We have a 3 through 5 grade building, as you just mentioned, for Stacy at Pine Island. Mill Creek Middle School houses grades 6 through 8, and then Comstock Park High School. And we also have Green Ridge Elementary, which used to house, once upon a time, our kindergarten students. And now that houses our early education programs, including Great Start, School Readiness, and Head Start of Kent County.
And you are the Comstock Park
Superintendent. This is my 10th year in the district.
Yes. And what is your, are you your mascot?
Oh, we are the Panthers.
Yes. Panthers. Yeah. Good. What are you most proud of?
The small town feel. We're obviously very next to a large urban area, but it still feels very much like a small town where everybody looks out for one another and supports and cares for one another. And we have a great community that really supports our school system.
Nice. Stacy, tell us about you and your kiddies.
Well, I've been in the district for 21 years, 18 of them being a principal, three as a teacher. So I've spent most of my educational career in Comstock Park. Have done basically all the buildings, moved up, and 3 through 5 is where I've landed right now for the past 5 years. So enjoy myself and busy every day.
Do they still send kids to the principal?
Yes, they do, but we're working on it being more positive than negative.
Right. Tell me about you, Jason.
Well, since I've started administration, that's when I've been with Comstock Park. So I was formerly a teacher before, but been dean of students, vice principal, and now last few years principal. And since I've been in Comstock Park, I've been at Stony Creek Elementary with our K-2 kids.
Great. Ethan, let's discuss this refresher, this talk about the Leader in Me program and 7 habits that you'd like to share.
Sure. I'll let Stacy and Jason talk in detail, but they came to me about 2-3 years back looking into the Leader in Me program at a national level, and it really dived into some of the needs that we could see in our families and our schools, and it really focuses on teaching responsibility and problem solving, creativity, and really emphasizes good character, and it really felt like it was a good fit for our system. So Stacy was very proactive in looking how we could incorporate it, how we could bring it into our community. It was, it's a relatively, I would say, unique for our area. It's a national program, but there aren't many in the area. In fact, I'm not sure there's any in the area that have one. So we've hosted quite a few schools now that we're up and running that come in and take a look at what we're doing. So it looked to be very positive. It seemed to make sense that we would incorporate it at our K-2 level, because then our students would have that experience K-5, so you're talking a common vocabulary, vernacular, expectations, and it has really flourished under Jason and Stacy. Our staff has really taken well to it. There's always so many changes and things new in education. You never know how something's going to take root, but it really makes sense to people once you really get into the 7 habits that they're going to talk about, and it fits where it looks. It isn't just in a school setting, and it only applies when you walk in the door and walk out the door at night. It really talks about things you can do in your home. And that's really the exciting part for me as a superintendent, is hearing the testimonials from students and families where they're just naturally applying the principles that they're learning in school to situations at home. So when there's a conflict with a younger brother or sister over sharing toys, they're applying the principles from the Leader in Me and how to resolve that without mom or dad having to come in and take the item away and send them off to the bedrooms.
Stacy.
Yeah, Leader in Me, it just officially was launched in 2009, but they have over 3,500 schools nationwide. In the area, we are probably the two only, closest is probably Grand Haven. Saw it at a national or my state conference and just was really interested in how that could really impact our school setting and our culture. Mm-hmm. And so one thing I want to stress is that it's not a program. It's more of a transformational model that it just focuses on a different paradigm of you're not looking at your traditional, here's your high kids, here's your low kids, but looking at how all students are capable of doing something great.
Yeah. Jason, did you follow up on that?
Yeah. Since I've been in the district, I've been under Stacy to start. And as she said, she's really looked into this program and I've helped kind of come alongside and it's been great to, like Stacy said, watch the kids transform, I guess is really the right word there. And as Ethan mentioned too, listening to situations that families share and what the kids share about going home and, you know, we're going to be proactive and do our homework first, you know, before we do our other gaming devices or anything like that. These are all things that, you know, are just positive things that are coming out of the program. So it is definitely a philosophy that's happening, and that's a positive thing for parents and kids. Like,
my notes tell me since the program has been implemented, it's significantly impacted the culture in your buildings, in your homes, as you're mentioning, even to the point of a food, clothing, and shoe drive to help community need.
Mm-hmm. Stace? That's one of the things that we focus on at Pine Island. We do service projects. Those are really geared from the students coming up with ideas on what needs are happening around. So, you know, started out the school year with the Hurricane Harvey, collection, and we had a huge truckload of things that the students brought. And then, you know, went back to the students, what do we want to do next month? So each month we kick off a service project. So we've done a food drive, we've done a toy and book drive, we've done the Hurricane Harvey, just anything that the students feel like they can make a difference in the world, and knowing that, you know, we can talk about it, but until they actually experience how they're helping others, that's when they really can see the difference.
Remind me of these seven habits or a couple of them.
Yeah, the seven habits are from Stephen Covey. He's done some work around highly effective habits for people. He's written books and literature, and then as Stacy, I think, mentioned, Muriel Summers was a principal who first implemented these in the educational setting. So that's where that stems from. But they have been since adapted by Franklin Covey into the educational setting for kids. And the language is in a way that they can understand them. And, you know, you hear seven habits, you know, kids really, you know, relate to that. And it's amazing what they, you know, pick up and how they use it and apply it. It's really great to see.
So the seven habits, I'll just kind of quickly go through them. Number one is be proactive. That's basically you're in charge of yourself. Two is begin with the end in mind. So have a plan. Three is put first things first. So work first, then play. Four is think win-win. So everyone can win. Five is seek first to understand, then to be understood. So basically listen before you speak. Mm-hmm. Six is synergize, so working together is the best plan. And seven is sharpen the saw, so balance feels best.
Should we require habits for everybody?
Yeah.
Yes. Remind me, again, this Leader in Me program is here to stay?
It is.
It is. Absolutely.
Yes. You also talk about goal setting with your kids. Talk about this. Using personal data, such as data binders, to set personal and academic goals?
Mm-hmm. They're also called leadership notebooks, and they are putting the students in charge of their own data. So they know exactly where they are falling and where they need to go. So they're setting goals, and pretty specific goals on X to Y by when. So how are you going to get to where you are to where you want to be by when, and how are you going to do those lead measures to get there? And they're tracking them themselves.
Nice. Setting up for good habits in life, back to those habits, and improving building discipline so we keep those kids out of your offices through personal responsibilities. How's this happening, Jason?
Well, we have a grant that we've received, which is helping implement some of the coaching and some of the services that we have to implement this program. But part of it is we track our data for discipline and referrals to the office, that kind of thing. And our referrals have been down quite a bit, but also just, you know, even the feel and the environment, the culture has been noticed by families. You know, this time of year we get traffic coming in, especially at kindergarten. And I had a father come in and just compliment, man, I walk in your building and I just, this feels right. You know, this is where I want to send my kids. And so it's the feel too, you know, it's not just that the referrals are down, but it's just the culture and the environment as well.
What else do you provide for both your kids and your families, including what, a family night?
Yep. So ours is coming up February 22nd. So we are in the works of preparing for that. So we are taking donations and things through our school community to get things in place for that. Our teachers are busy planning. But basically what we do is we focus on three habits each night. Well, one ends up being four because we do the seven. But parents come in. We have different stations where they get to learn about the habits. They can find out how to apply them at home. We have in this upcoming family night things that they're going to be able to take with them. Like one example is going to, I don't want to give too much away because we're not doing it yet, but they get to take a planner home, and then that planner will apply to one of the habits, so they get something in their home that they can keep just reminding them. So things like that, just to, you know, get them involved and understanding them, because it is, you know, it's a thing between the schools and the families that we really have to work together. So
yes, and there's a buddy bench.
Yes, we have a buddy bench at both schools, and we've taught the students, they actually raise the money to fund the buddy bench, and teaching them that when a student is sitting on the buddy bench, that means that they would like a friend to play with and to go over and to invite them to play. So just empowering them to find others that are in need and to help them.
And certainly leader of the pack meetings and more also on your list of things.
Yes. So leader in the pack meetings, every month we get together, and at Stony Creek, we're doing it by grade level. So our kindergarten is set to get together soon. And what they do is they highlight students that have demonstrated leadership. This month, we are also going to be having students talk about the next habit, habit four, that they're going to be focusing on. And so the students take charge of running these, with obviously teachers helping them at my level because it's K-1-2, but it's great to see and just hear the examples of leadership that are happening out there.
A little bit different at Pine Island. We do a weekly, what we call a family reunion, on Friday morning, so we kick off the end of the week, and the students take ownership of that. So they're running where we celebrate leaders, and we just celebrate all the successes that we're having. But I want to kind of go back to the what we're seeing as a difference in the discipline. Just some data that I brought was in our first year doing this, which was last year, we went from 1,300 discipline referrals to the office down to 530. Significant difference.
There's your measurement.
And then 85% daily attendance up to 96%. So we're just feeling like students are feeling empowered more to take ownership of their own life.
Thank you for that. Appreciate what you both do as principals for your future Little Comstock Parkers, Jason Rixey, and you, Stacy Real. Thank you very much.
You.
Ethan, your final comment, if you would, on behalf of your leadership.
I just think this is, like they mentioned, transformational is a great word. It really has changed the culture and the atmosphere in the buildings. And I think it's transferring into the homes. We're a very transient community. We have a very large apartment complex. About 51% of all our households are rentals. So that creates a lot of in and out. So I think having an environment like this and a culture for people to come into, it's a very safe, welcoming, nurturing environment. And myself, having a background in elementary, I was an elementary teacher prior to being an elementary principal and going into central office. These two are doing a phenomenal job in looking out for their kids and their parents and finding programs and ways to transform to provide them an excellent educational building block for the middle school and high school years.
How do we find out more information about Comstock Park?
Best place to check is the web. We have a brand new website just up and running this week. So it's Comstock Park, cppschools.com.
Thank you all. Back to work you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.